Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I am your host, Fierce Manson. Yes, indeed. And it's Monday night, honey. It is Margarita Monday, September 27, 2021, 8:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and it's 9:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks out, honey. And you know, I must push it up to the ATL, to the home team. And I must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. Yes, the hardest-working team on the planet. All right, now I want y'all to follow me on iHeartRadio.com, iHeartRadio.com. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, click follow. Also on Facebook.com, use the keyword, the Fierce Female Network. When the page comes up, please do give the page a like. I would greatly appreciate it. Got a super bad promotion going on tonight. It's going down tonight. I hope you got your margaritas stirred real good. Okay. Now, listen. Got a super bad promotion going on with Kelsey. Kelly got music from a few artists. Kelsey, Kelly. Also, Ava Wavy and Sherry Janae. Sherry Janae got some bad stuff going on. Listen. I got a song called Forgive Me. This is by the artist Kelsey Keeley, and I want to let you know that she is a native of Orange County, California. She's finishing her touches on her debut EP with spectacular new music, and Kelsey has always had her sights. She's always ready to rise up and empower others along the way, and so she really has a great song out. I want you guys to really take a listen to this. The name of the song is Forgive Me. The name of the artist is Kelsey Kelly. Listen, Forgive Me.
I don't wanna fight no more. I don't
Yes, that is Forgive Me by Kelsey Keeley. I tell you, I really do enjoy that song. That is Forgive Me, Forgive Me, Forgive Me. Very polished, nice music, mixed very well. And the vocals are on point. She has another single that's out right now as well. Cali Girl, Cali Girl is a upbeat song. Really enjoyable. I want you to take a listen to Cali Girl.
All my Cali girls are brand new. On the line, you can fight for what's right. Leave your troubles behind, we gonna have some fun tonight. Oh yeah!
Cali Girl, Cali Girl, Cali Girl. I really do love that song. I love that song. It reminds me of my favorite song, one of my favorite songs, Please Don't Stop the Music by Rihanna. I tell you, it's got that same upbeat, funky beat. Yes, that's Cali Girl, Cali Girl. I love it. It is very enjoyable. Nice beat, nice beat. I love it. A really nice dance song. It really is. Up next, got a super bad promotion for Ava Wavy. Ava Wavy, y'all going to love this young lady. She is French, Polish, and English. She's a singer and a songwriter. Now, listen, since the age of 6, she's been knowing that she has wanted to be a singer and a songwriter since the tender age of 6. I want y'all to check this out. This one she called Stargate. Check it out, Stargate. Stargate. Take a listen. Wow, that was Stargate, Stargate, Stargate. And once again, the name of the artist is Ava Wavy. That song is so deep. Her voice is so mature. She really does have a level of maturity in her voice that's really beyond years, really beyond years. And the depth of her voice, I'm telling you, in the song is so different. It's so sweet, and it really takes you to a different place. It's nothing like, of course, rap or hip-hop, anything like that. It's nothing like R&B. It's to me, it's alternative, and I really do enjoy alternative music. And listen, this particular artist, Ava Wavy, she reminds me kind of like Amy Winehouse. You know, and Amy Winehouse had a type of singing that was different as well. But this particular artist, I really did enjoy her music. It's really different. I mean, it's like she's calling to the, it's like her music is calling out in the universe. You know, it's like she's on a whole different level. You know, because to put something out like that, you really have to be very, very talented. What she's doing and demonstrating with her music and her talent, you really have to be at a certain level of talent to produce a piece of music, a piece of music. So what she's doing is really, I would bet to put my money on it. That song, Stargate, will be a classic. That song will be a classic because it is like so different on so many different levels, and she really touches a lot of different genres because it is alternative music. I would say it's alternative. I would put it in the class of alternative. And I would bet you my bottom dollar that this song, Stargate, will end up being a classic, you know, years down the line. But right now, I'm telling you, her voice is so mature, and it's at a different level than most artists. Most artists that's getting into the business, and they want to make their waves, and they want to do their thing, which is great and phenomenal because we all love music. But what she's doing is just so phenomenal, and it's so different. So really, she's breaking ground on a lot of different levels. So Ava, to me, that's what you're doing. That's what you have did. You broke ground on a lot of different levels with your music and with that particular piece of Stargate. It's really interesting, and it's sort of like sci-fi. You could do some sci-fi stuff with that. I'm telling you, I love to go on and on and on. I'm telling you, it's just so different. And the maturity that you're demonstrating in your music and in your voice is really phenomenal. It's really great. It's awesome. I'd give it a 10+, 10+, 10+, 10+. It's really good. It's so relaxing. Your music is just like we need to have a real fine glass of Zinfandel. You know, your music is the type of music that will be played in a I used to go to places in downtown Chicago. I used to love it years ago. I used to frequent piano bars. And your music would be the type of music that would be played in, like, piano bars. And it was no dancing. Of course, nobody is dancing. People would get very elegant. So your music, you know, I could see people becoming very, getting dressed up, very elegant. Very elegant for a night out in one of the piano bars, and you would have people singing, you know, at the piano bar. Of course, you have the person that's playing the baby grand piano, and you would have your Zinfandel or whatever choice of drink that you're having, and you would listen to the piano bar. Sometimes they would have a really elegant person singing, and so if you felt like a night of just going out and being in the atmosphere of having the ambiance of being classy, that is where your music fits. It doesn't fit, thank God, in rap, or it doesn't fit in hip-hop. But what you're doing and demonstrating is on a whole different level. It is really classy. It's very sophisticated. And so, you know, I really appreciate what you did with your music. It is very classy, very classy. And that's what reminds me of the days where I went to places like piano bars, and, you know, it was just really elegant where you just sat in chairs like you were from the King VIII period, and you just sit there and have conversations. You would actually have real conversations with gentlemen, you know what I mean? And so that's what your music reminds me of, sophistication in class. So hats off to you. That it is just phenomenal. Up next is Sherry Janae, and Perfidia Love. We're going to change. We're going to switch gears just a little bit. We're going to jazz it up with Miss Sherry. Take a listen to Perfidia Love.
Sherry Janae, teardrops. a bad promise that me not keep. And let me tell you straight, this guy we must reach. And if a big wedding, you know we a go do it. Anything for you, baby girl, me would do it. Yeah, me have to put this all up and repeat. I'm sorry that I hurt you, were never meant to cheat. I'm gonna make you happy, that's a promise I'll keep. And all of a sudden you will tell me goodbye. Yo, better sing me a lullaby. Alright, enough time to rip on my knees and I cry. My beg you so hard and still me a try. Hey, cherry jelly, me not gonna take no goodbye. Give me no. Baby, I'm gonna take you for a ride out on the freeway. Show you how much I care. Yeah, right away, cherry me not play. Wanna marry you.
Sherry Janae. You know, I was sitting here listening to this song, and I am telling you, I know y'all probably wondering, where in the world, what is she thinking? But honey, this song, I've been doing promotion for her, you know, over the weekend, and I am telling you, it really reminds me of like a play. I did West Side Story when I was in high school. Okay, I'm going back a long ways. But yeah, honey, you know, this song, it's like it has reggae, it has a little hip-hop, it has a nice fusion of R&B and then has a little reggae. That's what I'm saying. It could really do nice in it, like a play. You know, I did West Side Story. It reminds me of West Side Story. You know, if you've seen West Side Story and you had the experience of watching West Side Story live, and I don't mean in a movie. I'm talking about like a play, a stage play. So this song, yeah, really, she could, oh, my God, that song is really nice. It could really easily be put to a stage play and like a love story because she's singing about perfidia love, which I explained to you. It's the Spanish word for dishonesty, cheating, something like that. And if you saw West Side Story, you know what West Side Story was all about, and I'm not going to sing my part, okay? I'm not gonna do that. So listen, perfidia love, yeah, she could really do that. You know what I mean? So she has a lot of talent, and she's trained in classical Mozart. She has training as far as Mozart. Yes, she do, and Gershwin. So listen, you can hear that in the music. So she's talented. The woman is polished, and she's from Chicago. She's from the Windy City, y'all. She's from the Windy City, okay? So listen, that lady is just blooming with talent. Yes, she is, I'm telling you. And so I really do enjoy her music, and I love that song, Perfidia Love, and she is really rocking it. And let me tell you something. I want you guys to visit her website. Let's see. Hold on. I want you to take a look at her website. You know why? Because her website is the bomb. Is the system, okay? It really, really is. And that's why I say she's very polished. I love when I come across polished artists. I just love it, okay? So her website, once again, is going to be, let me spell it out for you. It's M-A-N-A-T-E. manatee.com. Okay. So anyway, once again, the website is manatee.com. That's the label that she signed with. It is, once again, manatee.com. manatee.com. So check it out. Check it out. Check it out. There's some videos. There's some videos on there. I tell you, you're going to love it. You get to see the water. You get to see the singing. You get to see the reggae. You get to see the rasta. Okay. So it is all that in a bag of chips from out of the Windy City. Okay. Just love, just love. And she is gorgeous, y'all. She is just gorgeous. She is just gorgeous. Okay. So you go to the website. Don't worry. If you didn't catch it today, guess what? You're going to catch it tomorrow, because I'm going to be talking about Sherry Janae. All right. All right. All right. She is just blooming and, you know, blowing up with talent, I'm telling you. Now, listen, don't think I'm just saying that. It's true. See, it is true. Okay, she has worked hard for many years on her craft, and you're probably saying, well, how can you say that? Because we can hear it in the music. People don't fall out of bed and just put these things together. You know, stuff don't come together, but, oh, here come a life lesson. Then I got to go because I'm out of time. Listen, things don't come together by themselves. When you see people that's polished, like Sherry Janae, she didn't wake up and just get polished. It took time to get to that level, okay? So when you see her photo shoot, you know, pictures on her website, when you hear the music, when you hear that she's been trained with Mozart and Gershwin, all that stuff takes time, and it ain't easy. You know, some of that stuff, it's hard, you know what I mean? It comes easy for some people, and it comes a little difficult for others, but they keep working at it, they keep working at it, they keep working at it. And guess what? Boom, one day they're at the level where Sherry Janae is, and she can put out a product that's really polished, and we can hear that. Yes, 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 and these videos is bomb. Y'all going to have to check that out. Okay, so listen, I'm out of time, my people, but I get to do it again on tomorrow and tell y'all some more about Sherry Janae, because listen, her bio is banging. I'm telling you, she got a lot of things in there. She's a pearl, just pearls. Guess what? Let me tell y'all, let me give y'all another lesson. Did y'all know Africa is the richest place? Did I lose somebody? I felt a few people just drop off the face of the earth. Listen. Well, I'm talking about Africa. I went from Sherry Janae, and then I switched over to Africa. Let me tell you something. The reason why I'm talking about Africa, Africa is so rich. Africa is so rich. See, I'm going somewhere with this. Then I got to go. Africa is so rich, and Africa got a lot of, like, caves with a lot of diamonds. It's a lot of diamonds, a lot of precious diamonds in Africa. Did y'all know that? It is some of the most expensive diamonds in Africa. Oh, my God. So listen, the reason why I'm talking about diamonds is because Sherry Janae is on that level. She is a diamond, honey. Honey, she's in a class all by herself. I know on TV, all you see about Africa is people just starving, ain't got no water, ain't got no food, they bony in their skin. But baby, let me awake you to some truth. There's some rich stuff up in Africa, okay? It's a whole lot of diamonds, honey. Yes, 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 yes. Now listen, I said that to say this. Sherry Janae, baby, use a diamond. All right, I'm up and I'm out of here. See y'all.
You motivated. You motivate.